Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, a big part of everybody's plans that we talk to in some way, shape, or form involve family and travel.
Yeah, absolutely.
How would you like to be able to combine those two things? And I don't mean traveling just with family, but perhaps understanding your genealogy, your ancestry, where you came from, where your grandparents or great-grandparents came from.
You know, last week we were talking about this when we saw the information, and it was very interesting because that's, you know, for a lot of people who don't have that information or it's not pretty, you know, self-explanatory of your genealogy. It'd be nice to know and then explore that, right? I think it's a pretty neat idea.
Well, I tell you, I'm part Irish, and I had the chance to go to Dublin not too long ago, and it wasn't on a trip, you know, where I was sort of tracking my roots, but it was fun. There was a connection there. It was interesting to know both my grandparents came from there. So I'm interested in this. And anyways, we don't know anything about this, but we know somebody that does know something about this, Wendy Davis, and she's the owner of Zebrano Travel in Toronto. And Wendy, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Love
all
talking
right.
about travel.
Well, as do we, and I'm interested. I'm interested in, maybe we just start with what is genealogy travel, and then we'll talk about the growing trend and what's going on. But what is it?
Sure. Well, really, people are getting really curious about family roots and a sense of connection. So what's really neat is it can be domestic. It could be in Canada. You know, we've had a lot of immigration. A lot of our grandparents immigrated from various places. So you can start at home. But now it's really being connected with travel around the world. The real focus, you know, the countries where there seems to be, you know, a real interest in researching genealogy and your background in history and family roots would be Scotland, Ireland, as you just mentioned. Those are the two countries that are really actually promoting this as a, you know, an interesting form of travel. And not only that, helping with when you get there, how you go about researching and tracking your roots. But it's also Germany, Eastern Europe, Poland also has some interest in it now. It can be on a cruise. There's a cruise with Cunard that is one, like the whole cruise is focused on passengers that are interested in genealogy and their heritage.
So how much of this has to do with, I think, the growing interest and I dare say the ease of being able to track our genealogy now? You've got things like Ancestry or, you know, the 23andMe.
Right.
You can do your DNA testing and you get connected to all of these people that, you know, that have some biological or ancestral connection to you. How much of it is being driven by that?
Well, for sure, you know, with the ability that all the information is digitized now, are also the ease of travel around the world. But also, you know, it's age related. You know, the baby boomers have their kids and they want to show their kids, you know, where they came from and their history. So it's become also part of this multi-generational segment, which, you know, you can imagine if you went as a family and you all went to Ireland, as you mentioned, Dave, and you made this a theme for your trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's bonding. It's fun. It's, you know, they do warn people that, you know, we're not all royalty. So not everybody is related to, you know, the King and Queen of England type of thing. But, and some people are a bit shocked when they hear some of the stories. But I think, you know, if you go into it with the right frame of mind, it's curiosity, it's a sense of adventure and having fun. And then also, you know, a sense of place and where you came from.
So how does this all work? Where do you start from? And then how do you end up on that trip? And give us that whole process.
Well, there's lots of different ways you can do it. There's independent, where you just do it yourself. And a lot of people are, you know, researching their roots, it sort of becomes a project for them. And you can plan your own trip and do it yourself. And there's lots of resources out there that will help you now if you're going to do it domestically in Canada or if you're going to go overseas and do it. Then there are organized tours where they actually hire genealogists to come with the group, and they work with you before you go so that you are, you know, you get some of that, the DNA testing done and some of the history on your family. And then you would focus on a destination. Let's just keep using Ireland as an example. And then when you get there, you're linked with professionals who help you go to the various archives and, you know, provide you with maps and provide you with, you need to have things like opening times for all of these places. A lot of these are government buildings, churches, cemetery visits. And so the group tour is nice because it provides a framework, you know, for you to organize the trip. And then what we do at Zebrano is we plan custom trips. So we would be doing it on a per client basis, and you would call and say, you know, I'm interested in Italy and my roots, and here's where my family's from, and I'd like you to help me put a trip together. And then we would spend the time researching it and putting it together based on the information that we work collaboratively together and put together this really cool genealogy trip. And by the way, there's also something else. Interestingly, I just booked a trip for a client to Italy, and it was with a group called True Patriot Love. And what they were doing was tracking Canadian heroes, war heroes, and they had General Rick Hillier as one of their guides. So, my client wasn't necessarily, you know, his family, you know, is had some link to it. So it was more in a general term. But if you really think about it, it's a pretty broad category where you can, you know, go back in history, a connection to you, and have a great trip that is interesting and you learn something along the way.
So, Wendy, we have a couple of minutes left. Are there areas around the world where this type of a trip is easier to do? And what areas around the world are very limited because of maybe they don't have the archives or whatever it may be that makes it more difficult to do a trip like this?
I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of countries, tourism boards that are looking at this closely because they're seeing that there's a huge market for it and an interest. So a company, for example, like National Geographic Expeditions, I don't know if either of you have heard of them, but we all know National Geographic.
Yep.
And they're looking at adding, you know, you're going to see a lot more genealogy tours for people. And then this Cunard cruise, which I mentioned, is the first time I've actually seen a cruise line, the entire ship, which, you know, it's about 3,000 passengers. Mm-hmm. Everybody's on there for the same reason. You know, they're all connected and they learn from it and they get tips. And it's the first time they've ever done it. So that's really quite interesting. But, you know, in Canada, because a lot of the immigration after World War One and World War Two came from specific countries, it is foremost, the interest right now is on those particular countries like Scotland, Ireland, Italy, Germany, Eastern Europe, but it'll expand. So, you know, we're at the cusp of this, and it's kind of exciting when, you know, there are trends, all kinds of trends. You know, the eco trend is you know, really popular right now too, but yeah. The genealogists will be here for quite a while, and I think you're just hearing the beginning of it now.
I think it's really cool. Maybe you can give our listeners a sense of budget. So there's clearly just, you know, the regular travel costs associated getting with these places. But what should you budget if you're interested in having that research done on your family and so on and so forth? Give us a sense of what that looks like.
Well, the DNA tests are $100. So actually, that's kind of a fun thing to buy for somebody as a gift. You know, I'm thinking about that now to do that for some of my clients. I think it's a really neat thing. And then you pay for the time with like Ancestry.com. You sign up and I think you pay a monthly fee and you keep using it and building your family tree. If they were using a company like ours at Zebrano, we charge hourly. So we charge $100 an hour for our research and we help put that together. And then the trip itself would also be a cost. So that would really just depend on the properties you're staying at, the type of cruise you were going on, if you did it with Cunard, for example. But, you know, so if you do it yourself, you know, it's obviously you can do your Airbnbs and, you know, however you like to travel. And then if you're doing it with an organized, you know, there's all kinds of budgets that you can do it on. So I'd say, you know, it's for everybody. It's just a matter of where you'd like to stay and the style of travel that you feel most comfortable with.
Yeah, I think that's well said. It is customizable. Wendy, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, is interested in this style of travel and wants to explore that a bit more with you, how best to reach you?
Well, our website would probably be the best, www.zebranotravel.com. We plan trips all over the world. So our forte really is custom trips. So, and then if anybody needed some help, I'd be happy to guide them if they've got questions about it as well.
Wendy Davis, I appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We've been joined by Wendy Davis. She's the owner of Zebrano Travel. It's in Toronto. If anybody's interested in that website and didn't jot it down, you can reach us and we can get you in touch with Zebrano or get you that information. Now, this is all about lifestyle, Faisal. This is about tracking your lineage, your family, understanding where you come from, and perhaps even building family bonds with the people you're with. This is lifestyle. We're going to talk about lifestyle and how to bulletproof your retirement or upcoming seminar.
That's right. On Monday, June 18th, 7 p.m., at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now you need to reserve your seat, so give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Now, any of the segments in today's show or past shows are on morethanmoneyradio.com, and you can access them there at your leisure. You can have them directly delivered to you by searching for More Than Money CHQR on iTunes or in your favorite podcast. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.